The city of Bengaluru, also known as India's Silicon Valley, recently made headlines when protesters tore down English billboards and demanded that they be written in the local language, Kannada. The protest was led by the Karnataka Rakshana Vedayak, KRV, who wanted the government to implement a law requiring 60% of each display sign in the city to be in Kannada. While some political parties supported the demand for Kannada signages, they condemned the violence. This incident highlights the common assertion of linguistic identities in India, a country with over 300 languages. The KRV has been claiming for decades that Kannada and its speakers have been marginalized in Bengaluru, a cosmopolitan city where people from all over the country and the world work and live. The influx of migrants has led some locals to fear that they will become a minority in the city. The demand for Kannada first stems from a linguistic nationalism that has been developing for years. In the 1920s, Kannada speakers first demanded a separate state, and initially, they were accommodating of other languages, including English. However, in the 1980s, the protests became more strident, and Kannada nationalists targeted other Indian languages such as Sanskrit, Tamil, Urdu, and Hindi. They demanded that Kannada be made the sole first language in schools, protested against Tamil Nadu over water sharing, and opposed the use of Urdu on state broadcaster Doordarshan. In 2017, Kannada nationalists took on Hindi, demanding its removal from signages and public announcements on the Bengaluru metro line. The demand for Kannada signages gained momentum with the IT boom in the 1990s, as there was anxiety among Kannadigas that English-speaking workers from other states were taking away their jobs. The KRV started demanding quotas or affirmative action for Sons of the Soil to protect local job opportunities. They argue that regional autonomy is rooted in India's federalism, and English signages hinder that. However, they clarify that they are not against multinational companies where English is crucial for work. While some sections of Kannada speakers fervently support the KRV's demands, the recent protests and change in signages are unlikely to affect Bengaluru's global image, according to the Federation of Karnataka Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FKCI. The diligent workforce of Bengaluru, which built the city's brand, will continue to do good work regardless of the language on the signages. The FKCCI has requested commercial establishments to follow the law and prominently use Kannada in their signages. The deadline for changing the signages is the 28th of February. In conclusion, the recent protests in Bengaluru demanding Kannada signages reflect the assertion of linguistic identities in India. Kannada nationalists have been advocating for the promotion of Kannada language and culture for decades, and their demands have become more strident over time. While the protests have sparked debate, they are